Welcome to Reality NSFW coverage of the Challenge Spies, Lies, and Allies, episode 14.
14. We're almost there.
So close. I can say this. I looked at my my clock earlier while watching this, and not the first 9 minutes of the episode were already better than last week's episode.
Yeah, so. It wasn't about Logan.
Yeah. So, but our, I felt like our podcast last week like blew away the actual episode. So I don't know. The stakes is high, as the cool kids like to say. So, what do you think, Ashley's van? Are we starting this out of the gate?
We can.
Do you want to?
We'll work our way there.
Okay.
Because the beginning of the episode, she's there. But actually, not the very beginning, because previously on the challenge, Amanda says the horns came out, and Kyle gives her devil horns. How cute. Yeah, it was fine. It was much better.
It's better than the last few ones.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
last week was bad. It was not good.
I mean, I don't know.
They haven't been putting the effort in. This
zero season. Effort. Zero. I mean, like that's the difference between, you know, some of these reality television stalwarts that we see on the Challenge All Stars versus these new crop of kids just phoning it in, you know, just looking for that participation award, and that's good enough.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to see what they do on All Stars too. They have a lot to live up to.
Yes, I was talking with Lex Vandenberg from the Challenge today, and he asked me if I'd seen it yet, and I wanted to watch, but I've tried to. So we're doing our coverage on Monday, starting with the premiere, and so even though it dropped today, I've tried to watch shows like, you know, when they come out, and then like if we happen to do the podcast a few days later, and then by the time we do the actual podcast, I'm like, what the fuck did I watch? And right. Then you know, so like. You know, I could have watched this morning. We could do the podcast on Monday and I would be telling you about King George. And I don't think King George has anything to do with the Challenge season two. So it's probably best that I wait until Monday to watch as is my current plan.
There you go.
Sounds about right. I'm excited to see it. Yeah. So, hopefully it lives up to season one, because season one was amazing.
Yeah, and the soundtrack has got to be amazing because my boy Pete is back. So I did put in some requests. We'll see if any of those come to fruition. So we're back from the lair. They're in the house, and Ruby! how much do you think the people on Ruby hate being on Ruby?
Oh, all of them.
I feel like Kyle's embraced it at this point. Just having the ability to yell Ruby obnoxiously across the house makes it worth it for him.
Yeah, Kyle's the only one of that group that understands it's a meme at this point.
Yes.
Like Nelson, up until Corey goes, is dead set on making Ruby a thing. He even went on Twitter last night and said, like, yeah, he was like commenting to Amanda. He's just like, I wasn't trying to stay on Ruby either. Everyone's trying to leave.
Well, and anytime you see the Ruby group come together, none of them want to be there whatsoever. You can just see it on their faces that they are not about the conversation at all.
They don't make the conversation fun. I mean, like when Emerald's hanging out, they're just hanging out. When Sapphire's hanging out, they're just hanging, like, Ruby, it's just, you know, it's just like, so it's like Festivus. It's every time they meet is the time in which they get to air their grievances.
Yeah.
And it's like no one wants to have their grievances aired at them.
And not every single couple days.
Yes, right?
We're going to party. Let's all talk about how we should have done better.
Yeah. It's like the conversation just repeats itself every single time and no one's there for it. So what's the point of meeting? Just party at that point.
Yeah, and continuously trying to have these meetings at the club. It's just like, come on, it's Top Gun night. Leave them alone.
Yeah, they all just want to shout their Mavericks.
There's also the Iceman. There's Goose.
No, only Maverick.
Apparently. I don't think any of them had actually watched Top Gun.
Well, yeah, they also, though, I don't think they understood what Maverick is or who it is. They were just like, I'm a Maverick.
Right?
Like, Devin's just yelling, I'm a Maverick.
Yeah, I don't. Wow. God bless your generation. So anyway, Logan and Nelson talk, you know, and Nelson's, you know, just, you know, why did you leave Team Ruby with all the accolades that could have befallen him? And he's just like, hey, Corey called me down and that's it. You know, if he hadn't have, I would have stayed here. But I don't know if that's true or not. Potentially, he seems like an honorable guy. I mean, he's boring as fuck, but, you know, but potentially honorable. But it happened, and yeah, those are the consequences.
Exactly.
Dems the brakes.
Dems the brakes, and honestly, you know, you got Kyle, so you're going to get TV time.
Oh, yeah.
You're not getting exactly. TV time with Logan.
Yeah. So I did appreciate. So Tori is wrestling and showing mm-hmm. her might, and Amanda explains to us that she believes Tori is overrated. And I saw so many images on Twitter with Amanda talking for everyone watching the show. And hey, I don't know if Tori is necessarily over. I like Tori.
No, I like Tori, and I'm liking what I think we're going to get. A pissed off Tori, I think, is going to be fun.
Yeah.
But I would say she's not necessarily over it. I think the perception that comes across to the viewers is that Tori's higher on herself than she actually is.
Well, and that's also her being super confident in her confessionals, because I do think Tori is a strong, strong competitor, but I also get where Amanda's coming from as well. And you know how Amanda is. She doesn't have a filter, and she's going to say exactly what's on her mind, and that's why I love her.
Yeah, Amanda's fun.
I was going to change the, and I might still do it after this, I was going to change the description on for this episode and just be like, Devil works hard, Amanda works harder. To try to keep everyone interested in this season. So it's like she was the episode.
Yes. Yeah, big time.
Yeah, so thanks, Amanda.
So no, and I feel like Tori has figured out what production wants, and she's just giving production what production wants. I don't think that's her.
I would even go a step further there. I think the last few seasons she's been doing what production wants. This is the first season where I feel she's doing a production once, but is also being a little smarter about how she maneuvers things. Because you see it in her discussions later on. We'll discuss it. But she's keeping a level head throughout, even if she's arguing. She's staying composed. Because she's processing everything that's happening and trying to figure out where the truths are, what her path is. Yeah, instead of just being angry.
Yeah, but she does the cheesy stuff that I feel like she knows production wants, and if I'm there, I'm Amanda, I'm just rolling my eyes. I'm just like, oh, I get it. I we all want airtime, but don't sell your soul.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, Tori's done a decent job herself biting her tongue at this point in time, in the previous episodes that we have seen. So I guess that's just a new game from Tori. But I also kind of miss her stirring the pot a little bit, because I found it quite interesting when she did that at the beginning of the season more so.
Well, she is stirring it, because she was stirring the relationship between Josh and Amanda, because Josh sees Amanda. Guess what? Josh is friends with Amanda. Guess what? He's also friends with everyone on the cast, so he's going to have a hard time with every decision he has to make. But she's trying to throw shade and try to create tension there, just like they were creating tension between Fessy and Josh
before. Well, that was better, is what I'm saying. That tension was,
and
more
then she's having inter, and they're all having intercourse.
Well, just
of each
just,
other,
just,
well,
just
half of them, half
just half the Emerald Cell.
Yeah. So she actually, couldn't do the math. It's 2/3.
Yeah, 2/3.
There you go. True.
Well, I guess we don't know what the other two are doing.
Oh yeah. Well, which call it maybe Emmanuel's just laying there. Maybe he's a crappy lay. So maybe it is only half. Maybe Tori's doing the heavy lifting. She is strong. She has mentioned it.
She has mentioned she's strong.
Yes, she's very strong. She's not overrated. She's strong. So, oh my God. Thunder Goddess calls it out. Best line. I miss Corey.
Oh, yeah. Devin narrating Nelson's inner thoughts walking up and down that hill.
Oh my God, that was the Nelson reminiscing. I really wish Pete was in charge of the soundtrack, because I think we would have got the Pete Rock CL Smooth. I'd rather reminisce over you. And Nelson misses Corey, he misses Berna, and Kyle and Devin are loving every fucking second of this.
I love how they even put the pictures up of everyone that they were talking about. Just great editing right there.
Also, like that he turns and be like, what? What are you guys doing? And they don't even say a word. He then turns and walks, and they just start doing it again.
I miss Corey.
Walking up and down, and just the narration, it was brilliant. And it's from Devin and Kyle, who we all love.
They're horrible people. I mean, I love them every second of this, but they're just horrible. I'm just like, oh, bless you for doing that. Because you know it, like, Nelson's a good dude, and like, you know, I don't think they're being malicious. I mean, I think they're being evil, but I don't think they're being malicious.
They're like, this is fun.
Listen. Oh yeah. like drinking Nelson's tears. It's so thirst quenching.
but seeing Nelson's placement of the game, he's like, I'm in a good spot.
You're still on Team Rube, so not the best spot.
Well, he said he knows his team's lacking.
They've had tons of time to discuss it. So that part's true. So next, Amanda brings out a quiz for Josh and who gets Logan?
Logan. Yep. Yeah.
And Josh is not good at math.
None of them are good at math. That's why Amanda's giving them puzzles.
Yes. Well, but we really learned that last season from Devin.
Mm-hmm.
Was it like, what's 8 times 6 or whatever?
What's 8 times 7?
8 times 9.
Or, yeah, what's 8 times 9?
Eight times nine. My favorite line.
I'm getting
line.
So angry.
just following somebody around, just saying that repeatedly.
Wow. With the broken cigarette in his hand.
broken unlit cigarette.
Yeah, but I like that because it's putting more effort into what they're trying to say in this episode. It's like Tori's muscle, but Amanda's strength is her brains.
Yeah. Yeah. So does Devin not smoke this season? I haven't seen him with any,
or they at least not showing it.
Yeah. I haven't seen him with any broken or unlit cigarettes. So I'm confused.
I mean, he should be, because it creates iconic moments that it does.
He is, best.
I don't know. I have mixed feelings with him this episode, though.
I didn't like him at the end, because I'm sitting there.
It's like every single time we go into nominations and he says, like, I know they're lying. I'm like, no, you're very wrong, sir. You just want to have your narrative. Yeah. And I'm all for it. Control your narrative.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
be your star.
he's great. Kyle's great. So and Ashley Millionaire Mitchell's great. Amanda's been hit or miss this season, and she was just home run every at bat this episode. So I'm like, Devin, stop working against, like, you know, you can all
be friends.
You can all have a piece of the pie.
Well, I think too, why we haven't maybe seen as much of Amanda is because you had Ashley in the picture. And so when Ashley's out of the picture, Amanda kind of, you know, took the reign and became the limelight this episode.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Now Amanda took, Ashley Millionaire's Mitchell's time, but we will get there. All right. Next, Big T explains to Logan that she wants to go Sapphire.
Logan couldn't have looked more disinterested and pissed off by that.
Wow. I mean, this guy, I mean, he has no personality, but not good at hiding his inner feelings. So he gives just an extreme face of disgust, and this is followed by CT just you know, laying it out. No, don't, please stop.
He's like, let's be real here. You don't want to piss off Emerald. It's like, I don't want to piss off them, but you want to piss off me.
Yeah.
And but like, I'd be pissed if I'm in Big T's spot too. It's like, I understand the guy's side of things. Like, she's a weaker competitor. I feel like she has strengths, but they like completely devalue her and Amanda throughout this episode and these past few episodes, just saying like they're weak, they're nobodies, they're insignificant. Yeah. I'm like, they have their strengths.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're just, I mean, like, I feel like Casey and Ashley are elite, but I feel like everyone else is pretty darn comparable and not in a bad way.
No, and it's like what Amanda says, like, it depends on what the mission is. It depends what the elimination is. It's like, just because you're strong doesn't make you the best. Like, I don't think you could say Amanda can't run. She's good at puzzles, smart,
yeah,
has common sense. That's a good partner.
I mean, I think if we arm wrestled, she would beat me. Well, I don't know, maybe not.
We've tested you against Marie. Lauren.
Lauren can beat me, but I beat Marie Rhoda.
Okay, well, there you go. I mean, I don't consider myself elite, and I beat you.
Yeah, but I feel like Marie is one of the stronger challenge people, right?
It depends. Maybe. She's not the best at eliminations.
Alex and I are both.
I like Marie the character.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, can we agree Ashley Millionaire Mitchell and Casey?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Performers, absolutely. Okay. And, okay, competitors, and, yeah.
Okay, and then the rest of the cast, I think, are above average. Competitively, like, you know, like they're good.
Like, if you put it out there and you're like, oh, tier them, you like, if you look on paper, you would put Amanda and Big T at the bottom of the remaining women there. But it's not like a big drop.
It's not a landslide.
No. Mm-hmm. Like, I would put Big T at the bottom, then you have Amanda, then you have Nani, then Tori.
I think Amanda Vault Escape. I think Amanda could have beat Casey.
Yeah, it would be like, because you can definitely know Casey and Tori would have been like, I'm just going to try to muscle this.
Yeah.
Instead of like, or Tori definitely, I think, would have been like, I'm just going to muscle it and not understand why she's not getting it. I think Casey would eventually figure out, oh, do it smaller and then I'm stronger and faster, so I'll win.
Yeah, that's
amazing. I think Amanda has a good chance to win against any of them in that type of thing because she's just using her head.
Right, exactly. She uses her brain, and that's even what she was saying. If she would, you know, obviously looking at what the elimination was, she says that she was going to call down anybody, but really, realistically, the best option is to call down Big T in that situation. Yeah. But then again, I do think Amanda could have easily beaten anybody because she knew right away what she was going to do and she didn't have to think about it. Other people would have maybe had to adjust, and would they have been able to catch her? We don't know.
Yeah. It would have been closer.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
definitely. Yeah. So then we see the big conversation between Josh and Amanda, and Josh wants Amanda to go to Sapphire, but if she won't, he will agree to sacrifice Tori. That's right.
He never says Tori. He never says Tori. He just says, I really want to run with Casey, and Casey and Nani are my friends.
Yeah, so then there's only one option.
He doesn't say it.
Reading between the lines there. I will say, I don't think this was a great episode for Josh. I think he kind of put himself in a sticky situation.
I don't know. I was okay. Like, I feel like he got out of it.
Kind of.
He got out of it, but now he has, in their words, they now have a weaker team because Amanda's on the team. And the next elimination is a guy's day.
I don't think they necessarily have a weaker team.
I'm not saying they do. I'd say their perception of it is that they have a weaker team.
I feel like it's a lateral move.
It really depends on the challenge. But in their mind, they're like, Tori is stronger than Amanda. Thus, Tori is a better... We make a better team with Tori than with Amanda.
But if there's a puzzle,
I think Amanda's wrong.
Great at puzzles.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say, like, I think they're wrong, but that's their perception of it.
Yeah. So, at this point, that's when I decide the first 9 minutes are already better than last week. And then it's time for our daily. And it is submerged. And TJ arrives on a motorcycle being only as cool as he can be. And he is rocking the fake Top Gun glasses, as everyone gets to later wear.
Mm-hmm. I was hoping he was going to come on in a jet ski, though. You know, I think that would have been a little bit better.
Well, he would have had to get from the jet ski up to the thing. The motorcycle's badass.
Motorcycle's cool. Badass, but I was, you know, hoping for a jet ski.
It wasn't a badass jet ski. It was a badass motorcycle.
Yeah, okay? I mean, if they had Kenny Powers jet ski, the panty dropper, then I'm for it. But it was just a badass motorcycle.
But guess what? It's all sponsored by Paramount's new movie.
What? Oh, really? Top Gun Maverick?
Yeah, I honestly didn't even know that was a movie being made.
I didn't either. And I'm guessing it's straight to streaming, probably straight to Paramount Plus, right?
I'll check after this.
we never saw a trailer for the movie.
No, we saw the actors.
And they did not look like...
they were told, hey, say these words.
But like the one dude seemed like really like emo.
Yeah.
So like I never got that feeling from Goose and Iceman watching the original Top Gun that they were emo. Whereas the guy to the left of the screen talked like he seemed like really, and I'm just like, how does this guy get cast for Top Gun anything?
So does that mean you will not be watching this?
Fuck no. Are you kidding me? It looks like a big giant turd. Like, they didn't even show it. It looked like a turd. This looks like Home Alone 13.
Well, it looks like it's coming out on November 19th.
Oh, what's coming out November 19th? They couldn't even show a fucking preview for this motherfucker?
They don't have the money for Tom Cruise.
Oh my god. No, this looks like fucking American Pie 12. That's what this fucking looks like.
Well, folks, mark your calendars. No
to this motherfucker.
November 19th is the date.
Okay. Well, you know what? Now I feel like we should do coverage.
That was my next question. Like, Johnny, at this point, you might as well cover it.
Well, we hear from Freddie Phoenix and the hangman that sucks.
Yeah.
There's a better hangman. You can watch it on Saturday.
Yes.
But we hear they don't tell you anything about the challenge. They're just like, oh, we do this thing. We do these exercises with jets.
Oh, here we go. I don't know anything about this show, but I like Johnny Verify. Well, thank you. You're learning a lot about not only the challenge, you're also learning about Top Gun Maverick, which sucks as much as Applebee's, apparently.
Yeah. So to go over the challenge, it's a custom-built aircraft that they submerge into the water. They then have to unbuckle, get out, and there's 25 puzzle pieces in and outside of the plane. You then have to get all them on to shore where someone completes a puzzle. The puzzle code or key is underneath on the wings of the plane that's constantly sinking into the water.
Yes.
45-minute time limit.
Well, I don't know if it's constantly sinking. I feel like
Well, it sinks to a point.
Yes, okay. But not constantly. I mean, like, it'll sink forever.
You know what? That should be the challenge. Constantly sinking.
Oh, all right. I'm for that. So that water looked rough. Did you catch that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. I thought this was a cool challenge. Were you guys okay with this?
I loved it. I would have wanted to do it. It looked great.
I wouldn't want to do it.
Oh, I would have. I'm all for it. I love swimming, so I think it would have been right up my alley.
Yeah, I don't mind swimming. So I think of all the challenges, I could probably do this one. Was on the easier side. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want to do this. So like the Eliminator, I was like, okay, finally an Eliminator I could do.
This is Johnny Fairplay's elimination.
Yeah. So no, like if I were there, they're just like, hey, Johnny, looks like it might be a hall brawl. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna wait it out for a vault escape.
Okay. Well then the next round, the mission is gonna be a hall brawl.
Yeah, no shit, right?
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Oh, it's a throwback. They've had it from time to time on these shows. It's basically like trench warfare, mm-hmm. a trench hall brawl.
Yeah.
And they can get nasty real quick because it's not two people.
CT looks, has rocked some people in these challenges before, like completely just like plowed.
Like if you think of wrestling, Johnny, it's like it's when someone throws like those lariats and someone does like the flip, inverted flips into the air before they fall. That's what it looks like.
He knocked him inside out. Inside out clothesline. There you go.
Inside out clothesline. There you go.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm four. And I couldn't tell for sure. I think it's Tori that's fucking beating some ass on that.
Tori Casey is Casey. In there beating some ass.
I am for it.
Yeah, oh, I'm all for it because I'm also knowing there's going to be a round where Kyle's going and he's just going to wait for CT to go through every time. And then just like walk through.
I mean, I think Tori's going to do really well in that because she's going to unleash a little bit of anger on her end.
Oh, yeah. No, she's ready for it. So I'm excited. The Emerald Cell finally falls to pieces here. You read left to right, Josh. Thank you, Kyle.
Not right to left, up and down and diagonally.
Kyle is so mean and great. I love it. And then that is followed by, what's a fat circle?
It's a circle that's fat.
I love how they bring up the image too, made it better.
Yeah, and I love when they're about to be timed out and TJ's like, oh, you're about to be timed out, you have 2 minutes. 2 minutes, we can finish it in one.
We can do it. She's like, one. Nope,
I don't think so. Oh, we were close, weren't we?
No, because we can do it in 1 minute. TJ goes, I guarantee you can't.
And then he's like checking. He's like, oh, we were pretty close to getting it right. He's like, no, but we were actually, right? You were as close. It was close. It was as close as Vegas to here.
Yes. He was having none of it.
Vegas to Croatia.
TJ found his new person that he loves to just belittle any chance he gets, and it's Kyle.
Oh yeah, I think when Kyle recklessly chose not to adhere to his leap of faith suggestion that the truce was over and that's it. Kyle is now his whipping boy.
Oh, there's another challenge that you need to see that Kyle does where it's a stunt. Driving where you're driving a four-wheel drive like race car and you're supposed to hit it and curve through all these tires, and Kyle does it and he tries to do it and he doesn't even reach the tires, and his dad's a stunt man.
Oh wow.
And so like TJ had this high expectation for him, and he laid into Kyle for sucking so bad at it.
Yeah.
but it's great because Kyle's Kyle. Like he's Teflon.
Yeah, I think Kyle feeds into it as well, which it makes it perfect. I really think TJ does a great job with all of the contestants on the show because they all come out loving TJ.
Yeah. I don't, you know,
they know it's a good ribbing.
Yeah, as much shit as he gives Kyle, I think I would imagine that Kyle loves TJ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so. In the latest of Ruby getting in Ruby's own way, they had a solid plan going in.
Yes.
Big T, who's the swimmer, will go and check the puzzle code. Yep. Amanda does the puzzle because she's scared of water, I guess. Yep. And Nelson and Kyle will do the grunt work, get all the puzzle pieces.
Okay.
What suddenly, out of nowhere, Big T's like, oh, I can't go down that far. So I am now of no use to you. Yes. And Nelson and Kyle are now... two lovable dummies that they are trying to figure out how to describe a puzzle.
Yeah, no, it was I guess we should finish. So the Emerald Cell, they do it, but they're not that fast. And then next is Rube, and they shit the bed. They do not finish within the 45 minute time limit. And then it's time for Sapphire to show what the stunt team would do if they were to do the challenge.
You have to admit, it was edited very well. Just like they were just like, we're not making it a doubt for you. Sapphire dominated. Look how they're crushing it. And easy win. Except for like, oh, we forgot a piece.
But that
was so hilarious. Evie, instead of like throwing it, it's just like, I found it. I found the last piece.
She wanted to be the hero.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, she was. So, right. Oh, and Ruby was such a shit show that even Big T lost her wig.
Yeah, she lost her wig.
I think she's brought 100. So I think
I just love when she pointed it out that she lost her wig too. She's like, my wig.
Yes. So so Sapphire kills it. They win, and not only do they win immunity or whatever, they also get to watch that shit movie.
A private screening,
which we don't get to see them see. How is this possible?
Yeah, if we had to suffer that one Survivor season where they watched Jack and Jill, at least let us see 30 seconds of Top Gun Maverick, or as Devin would just want to call it, Top Gun, I'm a Maverick.
The Maverick. Top Gun, yeah. The Maverick.
But,
Amy's going to go watch Survivor recap now. Bye. I'm glad you got to learn what you did learn about Top Gun, the Maverick, and the challenge.
So before we go into our ad break, now that we know who won, when we watched this challenge, Johnny, that was a really good-looking jet, and it had, like, a very good, smooth descent into that water. You know, it's smooth. Like, you want to be smooth.
Oh.
You got to have Manscaped.
Oh, well, tell us more.
Well, why would I tell you when Santa Claus can tell you all about it?
There's nothing better than hearing Santa Claus tell me about freshly shaven balls.
Oh, and with that, we'll be right back after a word from some of our sponsors.
Ho, 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 gentlemen. The holidays have come early here at Manscaped, the leading men's hygiene brand. Manscaped just launched new products, including their ultra new, ultra premium body wash and a 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner. It's time to give yourself or someone who needs it the gift of beautiful skin, hair, and balls this holiday season. Go to manscaped.com and use promo code SURVIVOR for 20% off and free shipping.
Jingle balls to the walls. Fellas, listen up. Untrimmed pubes are a thing of the past, and it's possible you have Santa's beard in your pants. Could be Matt Bischoff's. It's time to leave your significant other some cookies and milk at the bottom of your chimney. I'm talking about Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. Oh, now... I had a lot of sex when I got back from my last appearance. I literally had sex 8 times in 12 hours. And I did some damage down there, fellas. I did some serious damage. I had to call my doctor. There was swelling. There was everything else. It was bad. But you know what wasn't bad? My balls, because I shaved them with Manscaped. Oh, there was the lighting at the top of the tree, but the bottom of the tree looked perfect.
Inside the Performance Package 4.0, you'll find the signature Lawnmower 4.0. This electric trimmer has proprietary advanced skin-safe technology to reduce cuts on your nuts. It's also waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. It's like a gift to your partner with less mess. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Crop Preserver and Crop Reviver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant, moisturizer, and toner. It's time to keep your North Pole feeling and smelling fresh.
This hygiene bundle will also come with a pair of Manscaped anti-chafing boxers. God bless it. I needed and used that this week. I promise you. The perfect package for your perfect package. Manscaped is going beyond the groin with their new ultra premium body wash. It's infused with aloe vera and sea salt to keep your skin feeling clean, nice, and moisturized.
They also just launched their new 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner, which has key ingredients with benefits that include hydrating, nourishing, conditioning the scalp, and strengthening your hair at the same time. 'Tis the season to load up on Manscaped products. So get yourself, your dad, your brother, your friends, your neighbor, the best gift of all, the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. Reality NSFW listeners get 20% off and free shipping with the code SURVIVOR at manscaped.com. Every guy out there needs to add Manscaped to their wish list this holiday season.
This is Santa Claus talking to you once again. Get 20% off and free shipping with promo code SURVIVOR at manscaped.com. That is 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. And use promo code SURVIVOR. Clean up your nuts and make Santa proud this year.
We're all trying to eat better, but healthy breakfast doesn't have to be boring. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but without all the bad stuff. And it's amazing as a midnight snack right before bed.
0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. That's only 140 calories per serving.
It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb. And build your own box. Available flavors to build your very own custom bundle are cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, cinnamon, cookies and cream, and my favorite, maple waffle. Now, Magic Spoon recently brought back their two super popular flavors, cookies and cream and maple waffle. Thank goodness. But they're back permanently. And when these flavors were first introduced for a limited time, they sold out extremely quickly. Now, I'm here to let you know you can get them again or try them for the first time. Why? Because they're delicious and indulgent.
Johnny, Magic Spoon has so many great flavors that I really enjoy, and even my kids enjoy them. We have the cocoa, fruity frosted, peanut butter. All these are really great combinations. They enjoy waking up in the morning and getting some Magic Spoon right off to start their day great before they head off to school. I think everybody listening should give Magic Spoon a try, or if you've tried them already, it's time to reorder. Let's get you some more Magic Spoon and get your day started right.
Hey, when I finish a podcast late at night, the first thing I'm thinking is not sleep. It's let me grab a delicious bowl of Magic Spoon before I go to bed.
So go to magicspoon.com/survivor to grab a custom bundle of cereal and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code SURVIVOR at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/survivor and use the code SURVIVOR to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this podcast.
Oh, wow, Magic Spoon. Thank you, guys. So I had this morning, I had cookies and cream, and I left a little bit of milk, and then I put in the banana Magic Spoon and then added a little more milk. Oh, delicious. But the commercial before that, was that really Santa Claus?
Yeah. I was told it was Santa Claus.
Oh, wow. All
right. It was definitely not Matt the Beard Bischoff.
Okay. Well, often confused. So, all right. So we're back from the Daily Eliminator. And I was gonna look. I have the record. I meant to go grab it, but I went to go pee off my balcony instead.
Couldn't grab that within like a 6 minute commercial break?
I came back too early. So I do have Top Gun on vinyl.
Well, if you don't want to come back too early, get Blue Chew.
Okay, that's at the end. Yeah, take a Blue Chew.
Promo code Survivor.
Yes, so Take My Breath Away, one of my favorite soundtrack songs ever. It just holds a place in my heart. So we get Take My Breath Away for the big Top Gun, the Maverick party.
You forgot when they came back, Devin yelling out, "Losing sucks."
Oh, yeah, losing does suck.
She's right.
Yeah, first time for everything.
Yeah, he didn't get his winner celebration that we were anticipating was going to happen.
No, so he got his loser celebration instead.
There you go.
Yes. So we're at the party, and you would think, hey, there's nothing but fun to be had at a Top Gun the Maverick party. But no. Nelson is ready to convene the every 2 day. Let's yell at the people in the Rube Alliance. And so he is ready for Amanda or Big T to leave Team Rube.
Well, at least Kyle is straight up about it. Like, whereas Nelson's trying to be like Nelson about it. Kyle's like, look, we all need to leave Ruby. So go down there, win, and leave.
Leave.
Yes. Yeah, Nelson tries to skirt around some conversations sometimes, and that's what I do appreciate about Kyle. Most of the time, he is direct and to the point. But I do have to ask, Johnny, would you have been rocking one of those hats?
Sure. Why not? I do wrestling commentary for two different wrestling promotions, Revolution Wrestling Authority and Magic City Wrestling. And for Revolution Wrestling Authority, last year, I showed up wearing like a captain's hat just randomly. So if I can wear a captain's hat randomly for wrestling commentary, then I think I would wear a stupid the Maverick hat for a party.
Yeah. You know what? I'm over the Nelson saying that he's more of a competitor than these people. And like his, like, he has to like get into his actor mode for his confessionals that are scripted for him. And he's just like,
actor mode.
He's like, Big T and Amanda, they just don't try that hard. Their heart's not in it. They're not ready for a final. I put the work in and day out. I work out 24/7. Do I do any puzzles? No, but I work out, damn it, and I put my heart and soul into this show. They don't do that.
Except puzzles.
Yeah. 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 They don't do it. Their heart's not in it. They're not ready.
Yeah. Witch caught. Thunder Goddess, I hate the club. Also the Big T hate. Yeah, I'm against the Big T.
I hate.
I don't hate the club. Like this is like the second person this week that just randomly has told me that they hate the club. I like them.
I like
being,
the club.
Being fed alcohol, hooking up and making
and arguments
and making poor decisions and conversations.
Right. Because most of the time you get an argument from every single time we do go to the club. Yeah. And I think also, as the numbers start to dwindle, you might not get as much action, but in the past 2 weeks, we definitely have, and it's been great to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, and for the third week in a row, Amanda's like, try to stir some shit. Yeah, I'm going to stir some shit.
Well,
I don't care.
I don't think she was really on the fence, but you had Ashley Millionaire Mitchell there to push her on one side of the fence, and that side was confrontation.
Instigator. And I loved it. I loved her pushing the initiative, because then Amanda does exactly what Ashley says, goes over there and tries to break up the conversation.
But like, let's be real. Amanda's absolutely right in the money. They're all four of them are talking together, saying that
about her.
About her. Yeah. All of them, if they were for some reason called down, we're gonna call Amanda.
Yeah.
And if Big T was called down, Big T was gonna call down Amanda. Because she wants to be able to switch to another team, so she can only eat her own in order to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, Amanda, I give a lot of people, she's a polarizing person. I give her so much respect because she doesn't care how many people she's going to yell at. She will yell at all of you and do it full-heartedly and without a care in the world of what the repercussions are going to be.
Sure.
So. Because she wants this. She wants them to be pissed off at her so that there's more reason for her to be put down. Because her being a savage like that is driving fear and allows her to get what she wants.
Yeah. No. I mean, it was the right move. We have her calling her Amanda's calling her shot at allegedly against Casey.
So, you know what was very weird about that too? She didn't say anything bad about Casey.
No.
All she said was like, "I might put you down," and Nani's like, "Up. Hold my drink. I'm about to
explode. Drink. Hold my wig, Big T." And Big T goes, "Ooh, I need a new wig.
Oh, if only it was Total Madness. Thank God it wasn't Total Madness, or she would have been throwing her hot soup at people."
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
We've seen Nani pretty low-key this season in terms of arguments, but in seasons past, she, my goodness, is a firecracker when you get her rolling.
Well, don't even look at Casey. Don't look at her girl. Don't look at her woman.
Don't look. So, No Hype Network asks, you guys watching All Stars? Yes, we are watching on Monday. And so we're looking at continued coverage each and every week on Mondays. So get ready for that. What did we set? 4:30 p.m.?
I think we're going 4:30. For 4:30.
4:30. Same. So we're doing Spies, Lies, and Allies on Thursdays at 4:30 p.m. And then the Challenge All Stars 2 on Mondays at 4:30 p.m. So, yeah, so don't watch till then. And stay off. Do not use any social media.
Not spoil us.
Yeah, no spoilers.
I hate spoilers. So yes.
I don't hate hate. I hate spoilers.
Have you ever seen like a Trans Am with like a really gaudy spoiler on it? I hate it.
Yeah.
And every time I see it, I go, spoiler alert.
It's unnecessary.
I just don't understand why people enjoy. Why do people enjoy watching with spoilers? I just could not. It takes away the fun for me because I like to be surprised on what's going on. If it's predictable, it's not enjoyable to watch.
Yeah, spoilers are no good. So, ooh, I did catch this. I don't know if you guys were watched live. I'm guessing you probably didn't watch live because of Survivor. But if you did not fast forward during the commercials, oh my God, there's a show called Ridiculousness. Oh my God, just hilarious.
Oh, who hosts that?
Rob Dyrdek. He's it's just like Tosh.0, except not funny.
Oh. I'm sure they only have a few episodes.
Yeah, I don't know when you can find it on MTV. So check your maybe pick up a TV guide and see if it lists it there.
Okay. I will definitely take your word. I will come back next week. We can reconvene about it.
Sure. It's called Ridiculousness. Hilarious.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Are we now going to start podcasting about this new thing?
I mean, I feel like we should.
I don't know. It doesn't sound like it has legs.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, if there's a season two, I'm for it. and any opportunity they have to put it on, please find a spot for it in the MTV rotation. All right. So now we come to the fun part of the show. Ashley No Show's deliberation. Oh boy.
Yeah.
What is the rumor and innuendo, Alex? I have no idea. I all I know is I checked Ashley's Twitter feed, and she said that TJ and production were right in their decision, and she backs them, and she apologizes, and she is growing from this experience. So what is the rumor and innuendo? Not necessarily fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the rumor that's going around is she said some insensitive thing towards Josh in regards to maybe his sexuality.
Oh.
We don't know if this was in a sober state or a drunk state or whatnot. I assume it was in a drunk state. But apparently
post club.
Yeah. It was either at the club or post club. I don't know, but that I was also. It's also said she didn't say anything else. No slurs. No derogatory terms. Outside what this one insensitive comment, and apparently Devin, Logan, and Josh all went and cried to production for a very long time, and demanded that Ashley be removed from the game and production obliged. So what I'm taking from there though is. Production didn't do it themselves, so it's not like D Nguyen, Lauren, or like some of the people who have been taken out of the show, and we know for a fact they're never going to be on the show again. Ashley will be on the show again. It's just a shame because I also feel Devin was using this as an excuse to just remove her from the game without actually having to do the work of eliminating her.
Yeah,
so it's like I don't. Because of the sensitivity of what the sexuality comment is in this time and age, it's like it's a little without knowing it and seeing any context, it's hard to describe it as a podcast or what we should be thinking about it.
Sure.
But because they didn't show it, there's always a little bit of shadiness for me there. It's like, well, did you really only remove her because Devin bitched and moaned that she should be removed for an insensitive comment when all of them do insensitive comments the entire show. That's the show.
Yeah. Wow. I think so. Sam asks, you know, Alex, why? How do you know Ashley will be back? I think if they had
you know.
Well, number one, they love her. Number two, they didn't show it, which I think bodes better for Ashley versus if they had shown it.
And her comments are different than other people who have been removed from the show and know that they were going to be banned from the show, or at least shadow banned from the show. She's still going to be talking about the show. And yeah. If we keep moving forward and we still see her commenting about the show, even though more times than not, she stops commenting once she's off the show, which I get. I am highly confident we see Ashley again.
Yeah, and I guess I'm based on the pictures, I'm guessing she didn't get to go to Amsterdam for the finale or for the reunion.
No. Yeah, I did not see her in the list of people that were sent out to Amsterdam.
Yeah. How crazy is it they did the reunion in Amsterdam?
A little crazy, but I think it's because of all the like restrictions, it was probably easier to have the U.S. people go out somewhere in the European area, and then the international people are able to easily access place instead of doing what they usually do, which is like pick a U.S. place and then they have to bring all the international people that they choose to bring on through Skype.
Yeah.
Right. Which is like you sometimes the connection's poor, but we've only seen has it been only one other time that they've gone outside of the U.S. to film a reunion?
I think. But like that's really sum it up. It's a shame of what may or may not have happened. I'm sure we will never hear the true context from Josh or from Ashley about what happened. But I would love to hear their sides if they were willing to talk about it, even if it was like not on a podcast. It's just like I'm someone who like I need. It's not that I need to know the information, but I like to have context over what these issues are.
Sure. So, so no Ashley for deliberation. We later find out in the lair that she has been removed from the game. So it is now time for the deliberation. Kyle informs the Emerald Cell that they are indeed losers.
that's what you wanted to say? Is that all you want to say? Yes.
Yes.
Yes, that is what I wanted to say. Thank you.
He had to have his moment in there. He really did.
He also ended it very funny as well.
Yeah. So then Devin is on the attack of Amanda. Did not like that. But I did like Amanda's follow of blowing up people's spots.
Mm-hmm. That's the one thing you have to appreciate about Amanda. She's never going to back down from someone coming at her. She's always going to come back at them. Whereas I think some people, they do get a little, if they constantly have people harping on them, they seem to shut down, and Amanda's never going to shut down. She will always come right back at you, guns a-blazing.
Well, Amanda, she's someone who will admit that she's a hypocrite, but she will also call you out if you're being a hypocrite. And, right. And Devin was being a hypocrite here, because he's like, you can't have it both ways. You wanted to have it both ways. And she's like, dude, you literally only won because you have five other people with you each round, and like, you've been winning. Like, and we're supposed to be friends here. Like, wouldn't you want me to be on the winning side with you because we are friends outside of this show? And like, get off your high horse, you prick.
Yeah.
Especially what she's saying.
Rightfully so. She can definitely say that. Now, to be fair, Devin has done a couple of things for his Emerald Cell that has gotten them the win, in particular, the first challenge that they did as a group. He hacked the system, got them the win. I give all the credit to Devin on that one. But in terms of everything else, she is correct. The more people that you have in your cell, it is easier to win these dailies.
Unless you have the Ruby cell.
Yes.
then it doesn't matter if you have 12 people. It's
that is very true.
Okay. So,
but then Tori, I liked also like the Tori and Amanda dialogue, because it was showing Tori's not just like a straight dummy. That's what people want to say about her. It's like, oh, she's just muscle, no brain. Like, she was really trying to go toe to toe with Amanda here, like on a social political level. Yeah. Like trying to like, guys, she's not going to call one of us. Like, obviously, as she goes down, she's calling Big T and then taking one of our spots, which then Josh, without needing Amanda to prod it, goes like, You know, all of you are my friends. I just really wanted to run this with Casey. And Amanda goes like, oh, so let's talk about that, actually. Yeah.
Josh in such a Josh moment.
And I love them cutting to him in confessional, where he's just like, like, no words. He's just like, fuck.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, I think Josh just got himself in trouble there. He didn't need to say anything, and I don't actually think it ever would have been brought up at all.
Yeah, no, I don't think Amanda was going to blow up his spot.
Mm-mm.
So no,
she was really blowing up spots, but she was basically like, you know, you want to raise your hand, I'm going to blow up your spot. And Josh, for whatever reason, chose to raise his hand.
Yeah. You should know better. He should know how Amanda is, and you should never do that, because don't give her a reason to blow up your spot. If you're not going to bring something up, she's probably not going to bring it up either. But if you give her a reason to, you know, come after you, she's absolutely going to do it.
Right, because Amanda's just like, if you say you're my friend, like, Ashley's my friend. If she was here, she would be backing me up. Mm-hmm. You should be backing me up. And you going and saying, I like my team, I don't want to change, these are the people I want to ride to the end, I'm going to be like, that's not what you said to me this morning.
Exactly.
Bud, like, let's call a spade here. You know, it's like, you said, I never said it. I never said it. I just said I wanted to run with Casey.
Yes.
Oh, man.
So Amanda is now? Amanda's our compromised agent, and
before they compromise it, we had Kyle going saying what's going to happen. He's like, "Girls, you go over to that team, and Tori, come over here to Ruben."
So Amanda's compromised, and it's just the simple fact that Sapphire just didn't want Big T. I mean, that's what it really comes down to.
And it's also like, let's not piss off Amanda now.
Yes. So Tori confronts Josh. I felt like Josh backtracked well. He didn't get the hug, but I still felt he backtracked well. So I think this is a new and improved Josh. We've seen this all season. So good on him.
I thought it was okay, because I do think Tori still in the back of her mind is going to have a couple questions moving forward.
That's fine.
No, the questions are, she's saying there's questions. She knows.
She's got the answers.
Yeah, she has the answers.
Yes. She'll give you the answers. So,
he tried.
No, I thought he tried.
No one ever questions that Josh is trying.
Yeah.
It's if he succeeds.
Yes. So we go to the lair. We understand that Ashley's broken a rule. Holy shit. Amanda is the compromised agent. She calls out Big T, and then it is Vault Escape. Please explain Vault Escape for those who didn't watch. I don't know why you're listening to this if you didn't. Actually, I do, because this is more entertaining than the episode a lot of times. So Vault Escape is what, Alex?
So it's a 20-foot tall vault where when he says go, you're going to start on either side of the vault. You have to keep twisting a lock until you pull it all the way out and it's locked out. Then you have to do that 7 more times, reach the top of that 20-foot vault, and then jump your leap of faith.
Oh, make a leap of faith.
And hit that bell. Kyle would not win this.
No, he hates leaps of faith.
Well, he's on a zip line in this one, at least.
Doesn't matter.
No. He would find a way to, like, try to jump to the that wooden plank and then just, like, shimmy over and hit it.
I'm curious if he would pluralize it correctly, because it's leaps of faith, not leap of faith.
Hmm.
I don't know. We'll see.
Maybe.
We'll see.
I did finally reach out to Kyle on social media, so we'll see what I can do.
Because last week I said it was a you problem that you haven't.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I did it an hour ago. So
there you go.
He's not here right now. It's probably it's probably 3 a.m. wherever he lives. So Vault Escape, finally one I could do. Mama's not scared. And Mama wins. So
Slow and steady.
Slow and steady wins the you could have been really slow, and then you would have been Big T. But Big T is eliminated. But wait, Big T, come back here. I admittedly teared up.
I didn't know what to think at first. At first, I was like, then why did you run it? Then I'm like, you know what? Go past it. Get past it.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. Like, I was wondering if TJ's going to be like, you forgot one of your wigs. We found your wig from the ocean. Here it is. You can go now.
But no, it's better than just having a wig.
Yes.
She gets to stay in because Ashley went out.
Yes.
But she her punishment, though, is she goes back to Rube. Yes.
Rube.
And it's time for Amanda to make the decision of all decisions. Of course, she chooses to infiltrate the Emerald Cell. And Tori is now Rube.
Come here, Tori. You're part of Rube now. Yeah, she's not thrilled about it, but like she does give like the fake kudos of like, oh, good work today, Amanda. Amanda, it's just like giving nothing to her.
It was the fakest thing ever, though. It was, she might as well have just done nothing, just walked down there and then took her spot on Rube.
Yeah, it was a fake
exchange. It was bad.
But yeah, I thought this was a fun episode. Next week we have Trench Warfare, which looks to be the multiple hall brawls going on at once. Hopefully someone gets hurt, but not too hurt, unless it's someone I don't like. And then
like
okay.
Maybe a Logan.
I can.
Watch. We'll know Logan gets hurt if like the first like few minutes before the challenge we hear about his hamstring again.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. I love hearing anything involving Logan.
I think
if we get a Logan confessional to any degree, that means Logan gets hurt and prepare for this to be an excellent episode.
Who do you both think is going to suffer the biggest hit?
Big T or Amanda.
Yeah.
What about from the guy's side?
Oh, Kyle.
I don't know if Kyle's going to let himself get impacted, though.
Kyle, because it'll be funny.
Yeah.
Probably Devin. I feel like Devin won't get hit because he's actually going to be what I said earlier. He's going to run down, see someone go and be like,
yeah. I think that's what Kyle is going to do, though, too. I think they're both going to kind of let someone else just go by.
Probably be Logan.
That's true, because
It's like there's two options. It's Logan or whoever's unfortunate enough to be running on the other side of CT.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone on the other side of CT is who's getting hurt. I would enter the daily with my lunch money in hand and say, this is yours. And hope that would work.
I honestly think too that Emmy is gonna smack the hell.
Oh, Emmy's gonna hurt somebody. Casey's gonna hurt somebody, and I think Tori's gonna. I hope
they're running at the same time. I want to see those three
and
run
with CT.
All four of them run in and see what happens.
Kelly D says, if I were Devin, I would use Josh as a meat shield. That could have been the statement that that Ashley said that was taken out of context.
True. We don't know.
I don't want to know.
I'm not going to speculate on it any further.
No.
But it was a good episode. We're getting closer to the end game, folks.
Yes, we're almost there. And join us on Monday when we talk the Challenge All-Stars 2 season premiere, 4:30 p.m. Eastern. If you like this, tell your friends. Just run outside and yell until someone listens to you. Also, you can just click the subscribe button and share it on social media. Go to any of our social media handles and retweet or repost. We appreciate that. If you like this and you like more stuff like this, become a patron. Go to adfreensfw.com. Try it for a month. If you don't like it, I'll send your money back. So give us a shot, adfreensfw.com. And if you like me and you'd like to meet me, I'm going to be doing a Survivor viewing party in Nashville on December 1st. And I will be at Doghouse Saloon. We'll be at the Premier Lounge, a huge video screen watching Survivor on Wednesday, December 1st. So get your tickets for that right now at SurvivorTix.com. That's SurvivorTix.com. But until then, Alex, Lauren, this rocked. And do we have more words from our amazing sponsors?
Yes.
We do.
Oh, I can't wait. Hopefully it'll give us super hard dicks.
It might. And also teach you what to do if you want to quit smoking. With that, it was fun, everyone. We'll see you next time. Peace.
Later. Lucy Nicotine is a company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers looking for a better and cleaner nicotine alternative. Finally, tobacco alternatives that don't suck.
researched and developed for 3 years to be made for people, not patients. Lucy has created a nicotine gum with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in 3 flavors, wintergreen, cinnamon, and pomegranate. Lucy also has a lozenge with 4 milligrams of nicotine in cherry ice flavor. Each and every flavor actually tastes great and is convenient and discreet. Products can be enjoyed anywhere, on flights, at work, on the go, or even in the gym.
I am so happy that Lucy is sponsoring us. Ever since they came on board, I have gotten no less than 5 of my friends transitioned over to Lucy and put their cigarettes down. They like the gum. I'm used to seeing the packages all around. This stuff is great, and it's really helping people make much healthier choices. So get on board and join the Lucy movement.
Hey, it's 2021. Get rid of your cigarettes, unplug your vape, throw out your dip, and get some Lucy nicotine gum or lozenges. This is the real deal. A subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month. It's so simple that you don't even have to leave your house because Lucy has delivery down.
Reality NSFW listeners, go to lucy.co and use promo code SURVIVOR to get 20% off all products, including gum or lozenges. That's lucy.co and use promo code SURVIVOR at checkout. Also, I have to give this disclaimer. Warning, this product contains nicotine derived from tobacco. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. That's lucy.co, and be sure to use that promo code SURVIVOR.
This episode of Reality NSFW is sponsored by Blue Chew. Say it with us, Blue Chew. Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger and longer lasting erections. That's right, we're giving away super hard dicks.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve harder, stronger erections to combat all forms of ED.
Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor offices, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. And it ships right to your door in a discreet package. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. And the best part, it's all done online.
BlueChew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. Don't like swallowing pills? No problem here. BlueChew's Sildenafil and Tadalafil tablets are chewable. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA, and they prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy.
Hey, if you're looking to give that immunity idol to someone, or you don't want to be voted out of a crater, don't worry. Blue Chew's got you covered. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information.
And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use promo code SURVIVOR at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's Blue Chew, BlueChew.com, promo code SURVIVOR to receive your first month free. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.